Bernie Sanders campaign staffer fired for alleged anti-Semitic, anti-gay remarks. By Amy Furr on December 7, 2019. A Bernie Sanders, IVT, staffer was booted from the campaign Friday after anti-Semitic, anti-gay, and misogynistic remarks were reportedly unearthed on his Twitter account. Darius Khalil Gordon announced Wednesday that he had been hired by Sanders' campaign as the deputy director of constituency organizing, according to CNN. However, the Washington Free Beacon reported Thursday that it had discovered derogatory tweets from 2010, 2011, and 2012 on Gordon's account. "Working hard so one day I can make that Jew money," one tweet from September 2010 read. Hashtag Steelers Nation equals fags, a tweet from August 2011 said. Gordon also reportedly used racist and misogynistic language. "Now I like Jennifer Hudson, but it's that other fat bitch I don't like. LOL," he wrote in April 2011. In a statement Friday, Matt Brooks, president of the Republican Jewish Coalition, said the remarks were a problem for Sanders' campaign and called for Gordon to be fired. Sanders' campaign already has an image problem in the Jewish community, after he proposed withholding military aid to Israel and appointed Linda Sarsour as a campaign surrogate. "This latest incident just confirms that Sanders' problems run deep," Brooks commented. Friday afternoon, campaign spokesman Mike Kaska told CNN that Gordon was no longer with the campaign and we wish him the best. Gordon's Twitter account was deactivated that same afternoon, according to The Beacon. However, the report also noted that Linda Sarsour, an anti-Israel activist who recently compared Zionists to white supremacists, remains with the Sanders campaign. December 2, Sarsour claimed during a speech at the American Muslims for Palestine conference in Chicago that Israel was built on supremacy, according to Breitbart News. "How can you be against white supremacy in the United States of America, and the idea of living in a supremacist state based on race and class, but then you support a state like Israel, that is built on supremacy, that is built on the idea that Jews are supreme to everybody else?" she said.